弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace with you.
很高兴今天可以在大家再来分享宣讲主的话语。
I'm very happy to preach the word of God to everyone.
今天是风雪交加但是很高兴还是有很多的弟兄姐妹呢来到现场一起来聚会。我相信在线上呢可能也有一些来不了的。
Although the weather was terrible today, I'm glad that so many brothers and sisters were able to arrive.
还有今天呢，我们有新的尝试哈。我不知道一年里面有多少机会呢，年轻人可以跟成年人们一起来敬拜。
Today was also a very special day, as we don't. I personally don't know how much time we have as joint worship team worship time.
So. 今天呢我就有我的儿子在这边给我做翻译，他是第一次这样的场合来做给人做翻译所以我想呢他可能有点的紧张。
So this is my first time here translating, and it's my very first time translating, so I'll be a bit nervous.
我也替他有点紧张。
My dad is also worried for me.
所以如果待会有点什么翻不出来的地方的话呢弟兄姐妹可以一起参与一起给他帮忙一下也可以。
So forgive me if I make any mistakes in during the yeah.
好，我们一起我们先来祷告。
All right, so let's pray.
亲爱父神，愿你的灵在我们当中。
Dear Heavenly Father, may your spirit be alongside with us.
帮助孩子把你的话语讲得清楚，帮助弟兄姐妹听得明白。
Please help your child's words to be clear and help the brothers and sisters to be able to listen well.
愿生命得到改变
，so that their the life is transformed.
愿教会得建立
，so the church is built.
愿你的名得荣耀。
So that your name is glorified.
感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
好，弟兄姐妹，大概知道我在加拿大华府有服事。
So, brothers and sisters might know that Pastor Alex is working in COWI Canada.
那去年的七月份呢，我们加拿大华府跟美国的基督灯台协会在美国的麻省Massachusetts 波士顿附近的 Plymouth 举办了一个聚会。
So last year July, COWI Canada and the Golden Lampstand was held a conference in Plymouth near Boston, Massachusetts.
去认识当年十七世纪，就是大概四百年前的从英国坐那个五月花号迁到美洲的那些清教徒的故事。
To learn about the pilgrims of the Mayflower who arrived to America from England 400 years ago.
那我在这个聚会上面呢，担任这个传译。
In this conference, I was working as the translator.
把那些西人牧者的信息还有道友的那些的讲解翻译为国语。
To translate the English sermon and the tour guide into Mandarin.
因为聚会里面呢，当中安排了很多实地的观光，那些五月花号清教徒所到之处。
As they prepared a lot of sightseeing places for us to learn about the Mayflower.
一些的纪念碑或者是遗迹。
A lot of memorials and statues.
所以那些部分呢，我们都在岸边不同的地点来观赏和听那个讲解。
So we were going along the coast to learn about these places.
那我这些年来了做传译的机会也不少，但是在户外来做传译倒是第一次。
So over these years, I have worked a lot in translating, but it was a first in translating outdoors.
那到了最后的一个景点我们来到一处很大的石像的下面。
So for at the end of the stop, we went to a really big memorial.
那是国家先祖纪念碑纪念五月花号的乘客。
It was the memorial of the forefathers.
那时我我和导那个导游呢就正在一句一句的来讲解那个石像上面的很多的细节。
So I was translating the tour guides sentence by sentence to describe the details on the memorial.
那正当我讲到一半的时候
，So when I was talking about midway，
那忽然之间呢，我就觉得我的额头湿湿的。
So suddenly I felt my forehead being a bit wet.
本来呢我还就不以为意了，就以为可能是旁边有小朋友在玩那个水瓶啊，溅到我或者怎样。
So originally I didn't care much about it. I thought it was some kids nearby playing with water bottles.
谁知道我一摸下去，黏黏的。
However, when I touched it, it was a bit sticky.
原来是有飞鸟拉屎啊，不偏不倚的就掉在我的头上。
I was shot by a bird.
当时呢，我真的是啼笑皆非哈。
So at that time, I couldn't laugh or cry.
我从来没有想过在服侍的过程当中会遇上这样我们说倒霉的事情。
I would have never thought that while serving in ministry, I would come across such unlucky things.
甚至我会想到。我不是在服侍上帝吗
？I would think, am I not serving our Lord God?
为什么神不保护我
？Why won't the Lord protect me?
为什么这么小的事情神都不帮我避过呢
？Why won't the our Lord God help us dodge from things like even this?
弟兄姐妹，你们试过有这样的想法或者是经历吗
？Brothers and sisters, have you ever had these thoughts or have these experiences?
你有没有想过，为什么我这么忠心的奉献，这么忠心的服侍，神也不保佑我
？Have you ever thought, even when I'm serving so loyally, offering so loyally, the Lord God will still not protect me?
又或者你会不会想，神是有保护我，但是是有时候啦，不是常常，不是每一次
？Or would you think God will protect me, but it's not every time; it's only sometimes?
那我还差一些什么呢
？So what am I missing？
是否我要多给奉献呢
？Do I have to offer more？
多点服事
？To serve more？
多读经祷告
？To read the scriptures and pray more？
甚至多挂几个十字架在家里面
？Or putting a bit more, a few more crosses in my house？
又或者甚至，既然神都不保佑我的，那我还拜他来干嘛
？Or would you think, even the Lord God won't protect me? Why do I have to worship Him?
今天撒母耳记的经文，我们看到以色列人的历史里面，他们也有经历过神没有保护他们的时候。
Today in the scriptures of Samuel, we see that the Israelites in their history have also had times when God will not protect them.
我们刚才念过了第四章第一节。以色列人出去与非利士人打仗。
So in Samuel chapter 4, it says, Now the Israelites went out to fight against the Philistines.
非利士人呢，就住在我们今天叫做加沙的那个地方。
Philistines live in modern day Gaza.
在创世纪里面呢，亚伯拉罕跟以撒都分别在非利士地居住过。
In the book of Genesis, Abraham and Isaac have both lived in the lands of Philistines before.
士师记里面的最有名的参孙就是与非利士人征战。
The most famous judge, Samson, was also fighting against the Philistines.
后来被他们抓了以后，在他们的那个大滚的神庙里面，与3000个非利士人同归于尽。
After being captured, Samson died together with 3,000 Philistines in the temple of Dagon.
在撒母耳的时代啊，非利士人已跟这个以色列人呢已经是世仇了。
So in the days of Samuel, the Israelites and the Philistines were already nemesis.
他们和后来的扫罗跟大卫也有很多的战争。
In the near future, they also had many battles with Saul and King David.
大卫杀死的那个巨人哥利亚就是非利士人。
Goliath, the giant who David killed, was a Philistine.
第二节说，两军交战的时候，以色列人败在非利士人面前。
Now verse 2, the Philistines deployed their forces to meet Israel, and the battle spread. Israel was defeated by the Philistines.
那俗语说，胜败乃兵家常事。
Now the common saying goes, winning and losing was all part of the military.
但总要有些应对的方法。
But there is always a need for ways to counter these.
那以色列人呢就回到营里检讨。
So the Israelites returned to camp to have a debrief.
以色列的长老说，耶和华今天近日为何使我们败在非利士人面前呢？
The elders of Israel asked, why did the Lord bring defeat on us today before the Philistines?
这个问题显出他们对整个情况的判断是对的。
Asking this question means they were right about the general situation.
他们打败仗不是出于战略错误。
They lost the fight not because of strategic failures.
不是出于军备不足。
It was not because they didn't have enough supplies.
而是在于耶和华使他们败在非利士人面前。
But because the Lord bring defeat on them before the Philistines.
所以他们就要问为何。
So they have to ask why.
原因是什么？
What is the reason?
可惜的是他们没有认真去找出原因。
Unfortunately, they did not take it seriously to find the cause.
因为我们看见他们接着就说，
Because we see them afterwards saying,
我们不如将耶和华的约柜从示罗抬到我们这里来。
Let us bring the ark of the Lord's covenant from Shiloh.
好在我们中间救我们脱离敌人的手。
So that he may go with us and save us from the hands of our enemies.
这个月柜是什么？
What is the Ark of the Lord's Covenant?
上个星期呢，姚牧师讲到的时候，他的经文呢也是关于月柜的。
Last week, Reverend Yao's sermon was also about the Ark.
是后来大卫迎接月柜进耶路撒冷的故事。
It was when David welcomed the Ark into Jerusalem.
那这个月柜呢是上帝在旷野里面吩咐以色列人造的一个镀金的木箱。
So the ark was a gilded golden wooden box that the Lord commanded the Israelites to make while they were in the wilderness.
里面呢就装着有十诫的石板。
Inside it was the Ten Commandments,
亚伦的手杖，
the staff of Aaron,
还有一瓶神供应以色列人的那个玛拿。
And a jar of manna that the Lord provided.
对以色列人来说呢，月柜就象征着耶和华神的同在。
To the Israelites, the ark symbolizes the Lord's presence among them.
好像耶和华神自己在地上，在百姓的中间。
It was as if the Lord was was on the earth with them.
并且走在他们的前头来带领他们。
Even leading them in front of them.
所以以色列的长老想到把月柜从示罗请出来。
So when the elders of Israel thought of bringing out the ark,
就好像把这个皇上请出来御驾亲征这样。
It was like bringing out the emperor to lead the army himself.
你可以想象，如果是皇上御驾亲征，军队就会士气大振。
You can think if the emperor was leading the army himself, the whole army would have great morale.
战无不胜，攻无不克，对不对
？They would be undefeated, right?
那果然呢？当耶和华的约柜到了营中，以色列众人就大声欢呼，地变震动。
In result, when the ark of the Lord arrived into the camp, the Israelites shouted with great joy, and the earth shook.
还有祭司以利的两个儿子随行。
There was also the two sons of the priest Eli coming with them.
他们两个都是做祭司的。
Both of them were priests.
那祭司当然也是在百姓之间做神的代表。
The priest was also a representative in the people to represent God.
这样神还不是一定与他们同在，一定帮他们打胜仗了吗
？In this way, how can the Lord still not be with them and help them win the fight?
然后那个欢呼声，连对面安营的非利士人也听见了。
The great shouts was heard even in the enemy camp.
他们问，在希伯来人营里大声欢呼是什么缘故呢
？The Philistines ask, in the Hebrew camp, there is great shout. Why is that?
他们不是刚刚打败仗吗
？Didn't they just lose the fight？
怎么会有欢呼声传出来
？Why would they have shouts of joy coming out？
第六节说，当非利士人知道耶和华的约柜到了 以色列营中。
In verse 6, when they knew that the Lord, the ark of the Lord has came into the Israelite camp,
他们就惧怕起来，说有神到了他们当中。
Fear came into them, and they said, "There was God, their gods are in their camp."
第七、第八节，他们说我们有祸了，向来不曾有这样的事。
In verse 7 and 8, they say, "Oh no, there has never been stuff like this happening before."
我们有祸了，谁能救我们脱离这些大能之神的手呢？
We are doomed. Who can save us from the hands of these mighty gods?
从前在旷野用各样的灾殃击打埃及人的就是这些神。
They are the gods who struck plagues into the Egyptians in the wilderness.
非利士人的反应好像当年的迦南人一样，是吗？
Was the Philistines' reaction the same as the Canaanites before?
约书亚记说，迦南人因为耶和华拯救以色列人出埃及。
In the book of Joshua, because the Lord has rescued the Israelites out of Egypt,
过红海，
crossing the Red Sea,
消灭那些亚摩利人，
eliminating those Amorites,
还过了约旦河，
crossing the Jordan River,
他们的心就融化了。
The Canaanites' hearts were melted in fear.
没有胆量去抵抗那些以色列人。
They had no courage to fight against the Israelites.
当年约书亚记的迦南人是这样，现在撒母耳记的非利士人也是这样吧。
So if the Canaanites in the book of Joshua was like this, would the Philistines in the book of Samuel be like this?
他们听见以色列人的神来了，那不但是用石灾击打埃及的神。
They hear that the Lord has arrived into the Israelite camp, the one that struck the plagues into Egyptians.
更是当年帮助参孙打败他们的神。
But it was also the Lord who helped Samson defeat them.
这次输定了吧。
This time they must have lost.
有谁能救他们呢？
Who can save them?
谁知道非利士人没有就此退缩。
However, the Philistines did not back down from this.
反而更加的坚决。
But they became more determined.
没有人能救我们的话，我们就唯有靠自己咯。
If there's no one to save us, then we have to just rely on ourselves.
非利士人啊，你们要刚强，要做大丈夫。
Be strong, Philistines. Be men.
免得做希伯来人的奴仆。
Or you'll be subjects to the Hebrews.
如同他们做你们的奴仆一样。
As they have been to you.
你们要做大丈夫，与他们征战。
Be men and fight.
不想死，不想做奴隶的，就拼命了。
If you don't want to die, if you don't want to be a slave, then put your life onto it.
这是破釜沉舟，置之死地而后生的决心。
This is cutting their last path to fight without fear.
They're going for broke. 好的，于是呢，非利士人就一鼓作气决一死战，以色列战死的有30,000人。
So they put all of their effort into it and defeated the Israelites. The Israelites lost 30,000 foot soldiers.
以色列人本来以为有神的月桂在军中，神就一定与他们同在，一定帮他们打败敌人。
So the Israelites thought that if the Lord was the Ark of the Lord was among them, then they would obviously win against their enemy.
谁知道结果却是溃不成军，死伤惨重。
Who would have thought the result would end in a great defeat?
比第一仗更惨烈。
It was even worse than the first battle.
更糟糕的是
，What's even worse?
连月桂都被非利士人掳去。
The Ark of God was captured.
以利的两个儿子何弗尼、费尼哈也都被杀。
And Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, died.
可以说是赔了月桂又折兵。
You could say that it was a double whammy.
这简直是难以想象的结局。
It is a ending that's hard to imagine.
究竟发生了什么事。
What happened?
耶和华神是否一个无能的神？
Is Yahweh a God without powers?
连自己的人民都保护不了。
Can he not even protect his own people?
甚至连象征他自己同在的月柜都落入敌人手中。
Even the ark that symbolizes his presence was taken by the enemy.
落入那些未受割礼的非利士人手中。
To those Philistines who were still uncircumcised.
是不是耶和华神太软弱了，打不过非利士的神？
Is it because the Lord was too weak and can't win against the Philistine God?
在古时啊，那些多神论的民族的观念里面呢？
In the mind of ancient polytheistic people,
啊，不同的民族啊之间，他们征战打仗的时候。
When different tribes fight against each other,
其实呢，对他们来说，就是代表着他们背后的神在角力。
To them, it represents the gods behind them fighting against each other.
要看看谁的神厉害。
To see which god was more powerful.
以色列人能征服迦南地，就说明他们的神比迦南人的神更厉害。
When the Israelites, can conquer the lands of Canaan, it represents that their God was stronger than the Canaanites' God.
那这个想法呢，就有点像可能幼稚园的那些小朋友啊，在学校在公园里面争吵的时候。
It's like those kids in kindergarten or preschool when they were in the park and arguing to each other.
他们就会把爸爸搬出来。
They will put out the dad.
说哎，我爸爸比你爸爸更有钱。
It would say things like, "My dad is more wealthier than yours."
更能打。
He can fight more.
他们就要比谁的爸爸厉害。
And they would compete with their dad.
那现在非利士人打败了以色列人，还抢走了以色列人的月柜，是不是就代表耶和华神输了给非利士人的神呢？
So now, when the Philistines defeat the Israelites and take away the ark of the Israelites, and would that mean that the Israelite God has lost to the Philistine God?
如果我们继续读下去的话，第五、第六章有记载月柜在非利士人的手中的时候所发生的事。
If we continue reading below, chapter 5 and chapter 6 records what happened when the ark was in the hands of the Philistine.
非利士人把月柜从战场抬回去自己的那个大滚神庙里面。
The Philistines took the ark from the battlefield back into the temple of Dagon.
放在他们那个大滚的神像的旁边。
Putting it beside the their god Dagon.
第二天的清晨，那些非利士人入庙。
The next morning, the Philistines went into the temple.
看见大滚神像。趴在月柜前的地上。
They see that the statue of Dagon has fallen before the ark of God.
他们就把神像放回原处。
So they put the statue back into its original place.
又第二天的清晨。
And the next day,
他们又看见大滚神像不但好像前一天趴在月柜前的地上。
They see that not only the statue of Dagon fallen face before the ark,
并且神像的头和双手在门槛上折断
but the head and hands of the statue was decapitated on the threshold.
剩下那个神像的残体尸首异处
It makes it puts the corpse into two pieces.
然后耶和华神重重的击打非利士人
and then the Lord severely struck the Philistines.
月柜在他们的地方七个月
The ark was in their land for 7 months.
无论搬到那座城，那里就有灾害
No matter which city it was put into, which city the city would have plagues.
以致连非利士人也没办法不承认。
In the end, the Philistines couldn't help but admit,
以色列的神耶和华比他们的神更厉害。
The God of Israelites was stronger than their God.
最后呢，还要把月柜加上礼物， 送还给以色列人赔罪。
In the end, they had to put the give the ark and along with presents back to the Philistine back to the Israelites in apology.
将荣耀归给耶和华。
And giving glory to their God to the Lord.
虽然以色列人打败仗。
Even though the Israelites lost a war,
但神的荣耀没有因此受亏损。
But the glory of God was not harmed by this.
反而在非利士人中间得着荣耀。
Rather, it gained glory in the hands of Philistines.
那么既然问题不在耶和华神的能力，以色列为何打败仗呢？
So now we see that the problem was not with God's power. Why would the Israelites lose the war?
以色列人最大的失败是什么？
What is the biggest failure of the Israelites?
有什么我们要引以为鉴的呢？
What is the lesson that we can learn?
最大的失败是他们对最初战败的时候的反应。
Their greatest failure was the reaction to their initial defeat.
他们跟那些当初呢第一代进入迦南地的以色列人呢有天渊之别。
Compared to the first generation of Israelites who came into the promised land, it was night and day.
当那进入迦南地的那些第一代的以色列人和迦南人打仗的时候，他们也有试过打败仗。
Even the Israelites, the first generation, had lost battles with the Canaanites before.
你知道他们当时的反应是什么吗？
Do you know what the reaction was?
他们并没有说，哎，我们把约柜抬出来，神就必定帮助我们得胜。
They didn't say, let us bring out the ark of the Lord so that they can, the Lord can help us with, in getting victory.
相反，约书亚记七章六节说，约书亚和长老撕裂衣服。
Rather, they would in Joshua chapter 7 verse 6, it says Joshua and the elders torn their clothes.
俯伏在耶和华的约柜前向耶和华呼求。
And fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord.
耶和华就告诉他们，以色列人打败仗是因为有人犯了罪。
The Lord told them that because the reason why they lost the battle was because someone in the Israelites had a sin.
违背了神的吩咐。
And has disobeyed the Lord's command.
所以他们在仇敌面前站立不住。
So they couldn't stand before the enemy.
但是撒母耳时代的以色列人却没有求问耶和华。
But the Israelites in the days of Samuel did not seek the Lord.
没有向耶和华呼求。
They did not cry out to the Lord.
更没有省察问题出在哪里。
Nor did they realize where the problem was.
长老们想到的是，我们把耶和华的约柜抬出来，神就会帮我们打赢了。
The elders only thought, let us bring out the ark of the Lord so that God will give us victory.
那两个祭司呢，甚至擅自进入至圣所。把约柜抬出来。
The two priests even went into the Holy of Holies to take out the ark without God's permission.
其实他们已经落入了那些迦南人异教徒的思维里面。
In fact, they have already fallen and learnt the ways of those pagans.
以为把神的约柜搬出来，神就会与他们同在，就会打败他们的敌人。
Thinking that if they bring out the ark,The Lord will be with them and will help them defeat the enemy.
这个不是敬畏神的表现。
This is not fearing the God, the Lord.
而是一种摆布神、操纵神的手段。
But it's a way of manipulating God.
以色列人把神的约柜当成一个法宝。
The Israelites used the ark as a talisman.
当成他们操控上帝的一个工具。
It was a tool for them to control the Lord.
月柜象征神的同在。
The ark represents the Lord's presence.
但神的同在是基于他与以色列人的关系。
But the presence of the Lord was based on his relationship with the Israelites.
这是一个立约的关系。
This is a relationship of covenants.
立约的双方都有他们需要履行的责任。
The both sides of the covenant have their own responsibility.
这不是一项的交易。
This is not a transaction.
不是一份合约
or a contract,
而是彼此承诺委身的关系。
But it is a relationship, a vow and commitments.
但是当以色列人不遵行他们的承诺的时候
，But when the Philistine, when the Israelites don't hold up their vows,
越贵也没有意义。
There is no meaning in the ark.
搬出来也没有用。
Bringing it out has no meaning either.
因为约的关系已经破坏了。
Because the relationship of the vow was already broken.
就好像婚姻不是一项的交易。
It is like how marriage is not a transaction.
不是一份的合同。
It is not a contract.
而是一男一女彼此承诺和委身的关系。
But it's a relationship of vows and commitments between a man and a woman.
当一方面出轨违背了婚约。
When one side cheats and violates the marriage,
再贵重的戒指也没有价值了。
Even the most precious rings have no worth.
以色列人在这里的战败是因为他们违背了他们和耶和华神立的约。
The Israelites lost this war was because of the vow they have broken with the Lord.
所以就应验了当年他们进入迦南地之前耶和华神与以色列人立约的时候所说的话。
So what God said to the Israelites when they entered the promised land came true.
如果你不听从耶和华你神的话，不谨守遵行我今日吩咐你的一切诫命和律例，
If you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I'm giving you today,
耶和华必使你在仇敌面前被击败。
All these curses will come to you, come on you and overtake you.
你从一条路出去攻击他们，必从他们面前从七条路逃跑。
If you come up them, come at war with from one direction, but you will also flee from seven directions.
你必成为天下万国惊骇的对象。
And you'll become a thing of horror to all kingdoms on earth.
以色列人如何违背神的约呢？
How did the Israelites break their relationship with God?
那以利呢，是当时的祭司。
Now Eli was a priest at that time.
当时年纪老迈了。
He was already very old.
两个儿子何弗尼菲尼哈也是祭司。
Both of his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, was also priests.
但是如果我们翻回到第二章，我们看见圣经很清楚、很直接的说，以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。
When we go back to chapter 2, verse 12, we can see that the Bible says very clearly that it says Eli's two sons were evil people.And they would not. They do not know the Lord.
他们藐视百姓对耶和华神的献祭。
They would look down on the people's offering to the Lord.
也就是藐视耶和华神自己。
Which means looking down on the Lord himself.
以利对他们屡劝不听。
Eli helped the reprimanded them, but they did not listen.
他们不但擅取百姓的祭物，
not only did they take the people's offerings,
还和会幕门前伺候的妇人苟合。
But in front of the
tent of meeting.
But in front of the tent of meeting, they would do things with women.
于是。耶和华神借着先知对以利说
Therefore the Lord through prophets told Eli
耶和华将要审判他一家使他家中没有一个老年人
The Lord will bring punishment onto his family making sure that none of his family will become to will live to an old age
换句话说没有一个受众真情的
So if you see it in a different wayno one will have a high.
They won't die of old age.
They won't die.
Yeah.
Okay.
而这个审判有什么作为证据呢？
And what is there to prove this?
怎么才知道他们家族 不是不幸，不是偶然。
How to know that this thing will happen not coincidentally?
也不是人为，不是魔鬼邪灵的攻击。
And how won't it be attacked from the devil or man-made?
而是神亲自审判他们呢？
But rather it will be God's punishment to them.
第三十四节说，你的两个儿子何弗尼、费尼哈所遭遇的事和做你的证据，他们二人必一日同死。
In verse 34 it says, what happens to your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, will be assigned to you. They will both die on the same day.
结果真的何弗尼和费尼哈两兄弟就在同一天死在非利士人的手上。
In result, both of these brothers died on the same day in the hands of Philistines.
以利没有管教好他 自己的两个儿子，这是他作为父亲的失败。
Eli did not teach his sons properly. This was a mistake in his fatherhood.
也是作为祭司，作为属灵的领袖的失败。
But it was also a failure as a priest.
他一个人失败的后果，不但他个人，他家族，还有以色列人要承受。
His one mistake was not did not result only in him, but also his family and the Israelite people.
就是说，以色列人被非利士人打败，死伤惨重，连月桂也被夺去。这不单单是上帝没有保守他们，而是神对他们的审判。
In other words, the Israelites losing to the Philistines, losing a lot of men, and even losing the ark was not just because the Lord did not protect them, but a punishment from the Lord.
Judgment
from the Lord.
这个对我们今天做属灵领袖的，无论是牧者、传道，还是长老、导师，甚至只是家里的做父母的，都是一个警惕。
This is a cautious lesson for us to learn as spiritual leaders, no matter if it's pastors or elders, teachers, or just even the parents of their own family.
才不久之前啊，大家可能有听说过啊，著名的那位基督徒的作家 Philip Yancey 被揭发了八年的婚外情。
Not so long ago, some people might have heard.That the famous writer Philip Yancey was convicted,
discovered
with eight years of affairs.
那相信呢，对很多曾经受读他的书、受益很多的信徒造成很大的打击。
So this might have been a great attack to those who have read his book a lot and learned a lot of things.
其实在这方面不检点的例子呢，不但在西方一些知名的牧者甚至神学家偶有听闻。
So these examples were not uncommon to those who read a lot of those in the Western theologians.
在中国的教会历史上也有过。
In the history of the Chinese church, it also has these.
我不提名去讲了，大家好奇的话可以私下来跟我谈哈。
I won't talk very deeply about this, but if you guys have any interest in this, you could talk privately with him.
所以这里呢，以色列人是在经历耶和华神的审判。
So here we see that the Israelites are facing the Lord's judgment.
那这个世界上呢，有些人读圣经呢。只是读几章读一章读一两节就结论说耶和华是一个残忍一个滥杀无辜的神。
So people in this world will read the scriptures reading only a few, they would say that the Lord is a merciless God.
不配他们去敬拜。
And is not worthy of their worship.
当然很讽刺的是这些人同时看见今天很多邪恶的事。
Of course, what's ironic, these people also see in modern day that there is also a lot of evil things happening.
他们又会质问基督徒为什么你们的神不去阻止他们审判他们惩罚他们。
And they would question the Christians, why won't your God stop them and bring judgment on them?
所以对这些人来说上帝审判又不对宽容又不对。
So to these people, the Lord being merciless or having mercy is not right.
总之，上帝就是不对。
So in the end, the Lord is just not correct.
但如果我们从整本的圣经的故事来看，我们会明白。
So, but if we look at the whole book of the Bible,
上帝不是乱发脾气、乱开杀戒的神。
We would learn that the Lord is not a short-tempered God.
相反，上帝是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
Rather, they would say the Lord is a compassionate and gracious God who is slow to anger, abounding,
不轻易发怒。
He is slow to anger,
并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
But also abounded in love and faithfulness.
这个不单单是口头上说说而已。
This is not just something to say on the tip of the tongue.
而是在圣经历史里面我们可以看见。
But we can see this in the history of the Bible.
他审判索多玛、俄摩拉等了几十年。
Punishing Sodom and Gomorrah took 10 years.
审判迦南地的人等了几百年。
Bringing judgment to the Canaanites, also he waited for 100 years.
审判以利祭司一家至少等了十几年。
He waited at least 10 years to bring judgment onto Eli's family.
神为什么容许他们作恶这么多年？
Why would the Lord allow them to do so much evil things over these years?
这几十年甚至几百年以内，有多少的无辜人受害受苦？
How many innocent people have been hurt in these 10 years, in these 100 years?
为什么上帝不早早的审判那些恶人？
Why won't God bring judgment on them earlier?
上帝等那么多年在等什么？
What is he waiting for?
彼得后书说，其实他是宽容你们，不愿有一人灭亡，却愿人人都悔改。
In 2 Peter it says, The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, but instead he is patient with you. Not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
上帝在等人悔改。
The Lord is waiting for people to repent.
上帝在给他们机会。
The Lord is giving them a chance.
我们看约拿书啊，神说要审判尼尼微城。
In the book of Jonah, we see that the Lord says he will bring judgment to the city of Nineveh.
但是因为他们全城悔改，神就悔信转意。
But because the whole city repented, the Lord changed his mind.
不降下所说的审判。
Did not bring down his judgment.
上帝宽容我们也是为了要我们悔改。
The Lord have mercy on us is because he is trying to give us a chance to repent.
罗马书说，我们不要藐视神丰富的恩慈、宽容和忍耐。
In Romans it says, Do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience?
因为他的恩慈是要领你悔改的。
It is because all of those was here to lead you to repentance.
悔改是为了什么？
Why do we need to repent?
悔改不是为了得到上帝的好处或者福气。
Repenting is not to gain the Lord's powers.
悔改是为了亲近神自己。
But it is to come nearer to the Lord.
雅各书说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
In the book of James, it says, "Come near to God, and He will bring, and He will come near to you."
有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手
；wash your hand, you sinners.
心怀二意的人啊，要清洁你们的心
；and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
雅各说，我们要如何亲近神
？How did the book of James say we have to come nearer to God?
我们要洁净我们的手
；we have to wash our hands.
我们要清洁我们的心
；and purify our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，我们信耶稣是为了什么
？Brothers and sisters, why do we believe in God?
是希望耶稣保佑我们，逢凶化吉吗
Is it because we want Jesus to protect us from all the bad stuff?
是希望他有求必应吗？
Is it because he can give you anything?
面对着人生那些的变幻莫测，生离死别。
So facing all of these different, these surprising things in the life.
一般的人呢，都想可以掌控自己的生命。
People will want to control their own life.
无论是学业，是工作。
Whether it's, academics or work.
或者是移民，或者是婚姻。
Or immigrations and marriages.
或者是子女。
Or, their own kids.
或者是生意，或者是投资。
Business or, investments.
那些方面都好。
All of these were, are good.
所以呢，就会用五花八门的方法尝试去掌握未来，掌握命运。
So they would use all kinds of ways to try to control the future.
基督徒是否例外呢？
Is Christians out of this as a society?
很多时候我们以为我们自己知道自己需要什么。
A lot of times we could think what, we would think that we know what we need.
上帝只需要听我的吩咐。
The God will, our Lord only needs to listen to my commands.
好听一点，上帝只需要听我的祈求。
In another, a better word, we would say that the Lord should listen to our prayers.
听我说的，赐给我就好了。
Bringing whatever I ask would be great.
所以最重要的是用什么的方法让神更加听我的祷告。
So the thing here is that we need to find a way to make sure the Lord listens more to our prayers.
是不是我需要多点奉献？
Should I offer more?
多点的服事？
Should I serve more?
多些的念经？
Reading the scriptures more?
多些的上香？
Offering incense to the Lord more?
有些人呢，信耶稣可能是抱着功利的心态。
Some people believe in Jesus because they want more.
耶稣灵验的我就信。
Jesus is brings luck to me, then I'll believe him.
耶稣不灵验我就拜其他的。
If he does not bring anything to me, then I'll go worship others.
但是这种交易性、功利性的宗教。
But this kind of transaction-based, business-based, religion,
以为我多多的供奉，就会多得保佑，多得好处。
Thinks that if I give more, then I'll receive more.
是以自我为中心的宗教。
It is a selfish religion.
是以自我的样式创造出来的神。
It is a God that is created in my image.
而不是圣经所讲的神。
But it is not the God that is said in the Bible.
那上个礼拜在崇拜报告的时候，提醒过弟兄姐妹呢，教会有异端的人进来。
So last week we are in our announcements. We said there was reports of people with
heresies
coming in.
要留意，不要被他们带走了。
And we have to make sure that we are cautious not to be taken away.
那说到异端呢，大家可能有听说过有一种的异端叫做成功神学。
So when we think of heresies, we could think of
prosperity gospel.
We would sometimes think of prosperity gospels.
那不论在东方或者在西方，甚至在非洲都非常的盛行。
No matter if it's in the Eastern culture or the Western culture or even the African culture, this is pretty common.
他们强调信徒奉献越多，上帝就越赐福给他们。
They will emphasize that the more the believers give, the more the Lord will give back to them.
如果上帝没有让你家财万贯，那肯定是因为你奉献不够。
If you're not wealthy, it is because that you did not give enough to the Lord.
你信心软弱。
Your belief is weak.
你祷告不足。
Your prayer is not enough.
那这种的态度其实也是把上帝当做了摇钱树。
This kind of attitude to the Lord is thinking of him as a money giver.
把他公式化、机械化。
Bringing him
formulaic, yeah.
Formulaic.
and mechanistic.
Bring him as formulated and mechanistic.
你做的越多，上帝就给你越多的回报。
The more you do, the more what God will give back to you.
这种的神学有敬虔的外貌。
This kind of theology has a humble front.
其实背后是在用在想用什么的方法可以操控上帝。
But in the back, it's still thinking of how to manipulate our God.
弟兄姐妹，我们会不会也落入这个操控上帝的试探？
Brothers and sisters, will we be tempted to try to control our God?
为什么我们会落入操控上帝的试探？
Why would we fall into a trap of trying to control our God?
那原因可能不止一个。
Now, there might be more than one reason.
但其中一个可能是因为我们太聚焦于我们要从上帝哪里得到什么。
But one of the main reasons might be how we can could try to get what we want through God.
仿佛上帝的存在是为了满足我们。
Thinking that the Lord's presence is to be here to satisfy us.
这就好像小孩子很喜欢圣诞老人是吗？
This is like how kids really like the Santa Claus.
为什么呢？
Why?
是因为圣诞老人和蔼可亲？
Is it because Santa is really easy to approach?
因为他从来不骂他们。
Because he never yells at them?
我想最大的原因呢，还是因为圣诞老人带礼物给他们吧。
I would think that the main reason would still be Santa giving presents to them.
你想如果圣诞老人不带礼物的话，小孩子们会这么喜欢他吗？
Would you think that if Santa didn't bring these presents, would kids still like him that much?
这么期待他吗？
Thinking of when to meet him?
其实他们想要的是礼物，而不是圣诞老人自己，对吗？
Maybe the real reason is they want presents instead of Santa himself, right?
圣诞老人的存在价值、存在意义就在他的礼物上，对吗？
The existence of Santa is based on his value of being here to give them presents, isn't it?
那还有呢，我们家里有些孩子呢很懂得撒娇。
撒娇是什么？
Good question. 撒娇是什么？撒娇是什么？Sweet talk.Let's say.
Okay,
example,
some kids here in our families would really know how to do sweet talks.
他们很懂得用什么的说话、什么的行动、什么的表情、什么的花言巧语来哄父母买他们想要的东西。
These kids know exactly how to talk, how to do actions, and have what kind of emotions or facial expressions to please their parents so that they can buy presents for them.
那精明的父母呢看见那些孩子忽然嘴巴很甜。
Now those clear-minded parents could see when the kids are starting to become sweet.
自动自觉的去洗碗啊抹地啊收拾房间啊。
Working automatically on helping chores around the house.
他们就知道一定是有求于你了。
Now they would know that this kid would have something to ask you later.
这孩子明明是拿想拿父母的好处，做父母的会不知道吗
？So this kid is trying to get the good side to get good stuff from their parents. Would the parents not know that?
做父母的会高兴喜欢吗
？Being a parent, would you like that?
那不但是父母和子女有时候连夫妻之间都是如此。
Sometimes it's just between parents and their kids, but between a husband and a wife also.
可能你的老公忽然送花给你。
Sometimes your husband might surprisingly give you flowers.
可能你太太忽然过来帮你捶背。
Sometimes your wife might come over and help you massage your back.
但原来他们是别有用心的。
But they might have other thoughts in their mind.
你会觉得怎样？
How would you think?
但是如果你的孩子、你的丈夫、你的太太做了一件事情，只是单纯的想让你开心，
But what if your kid, your husband, or your wife came here to do this just to please you?
只是想跟你更加的亲近。
To be in a closer relationship with you.
就算只是简单的聊天，你的感受也会很不一样，对吗？
Even if it's just chattering, would your emotions be different?
如果你会想和家人有这样的关系，那你也会理解上帝也希望与人有这种的关系。
If you would think that families would want to have this kind of relationship, then you would also understand how why God wants this relationship with us.
上帝已经把他的独生子耶稣基督白白的赐给我们了。
The Lord our God has already given His only Son to Jesus Christ to us for nothing.
他想我们来亲近他。
He wants us to come closer to Him.
不是为了得到什么利益、什么好处。
Not because he there is benefits or anything else.
而是单单为了享受神的同在。
But only to be satisfied in the Lord's presence.
为了更认识他。
To know Him more.
或许你做的还是一样的祷告读经
Maybe you would still be doing the same prayers, the same scriptures.
敬拜奉献服事
The same worship, offering and serving.
但你的出发点不再是为了换取神为你做什么
But the reason behind it is not because of how you want the Lord to help you with something.
不是一项的交易。
It is not a transaction.
只是为了更亲近神。
But only to come closer to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们都守节心清的来亲近神。
So let's, brothers and sisters, let's hope our hands are clean and our hearts are purified when we come to God.
圣经说，只要你亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
In the scripture it says,if you come near to God, then God will be, absolutely come near to you.
我们今天要唱的回应诗歌，尽要主自己。
Today's
response song.
In today's response song, I don't know.
I know it as Himself. Himself. 说的就是我们曾经为各样的事情向上帝祈求。
It says how we used to think how God would give us anything.
要从上帝那里得着什么
？What we're trying to achieve from God.
但现在我们只要主自己。
But now we're only living to please the Lord.
因为有了主耶稣基督
，But because it was because we have Jesus Christ.
我们就有了一切。
We already have everything.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱父神，我们来到你的面前，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful that we come before you.
我们所有的一切都是从你而来。
Everything we have came from you.
你也赐下独生爱子耶稣基督。
You gave us your only Son, Jesus Christ.
为我们成就了救恩。
And saved us from our sins.
使我们成为你的儿女。
Making us your sons and daughters.
如果我们曾经只是看重你所赐的好处
，If originally we only thought of your benefits，
甚至用各样的方法和手段来换取你的赏赐的话
，And using all kinds of ways to take your blessing，
求你赦免
，May you forgive us。
我们要的不是福气
，What we want is not your luckiness，
而是神你自己
，But is you yourself。
我们要来亲近你。
We want to come closer to you.
求主你帮助我们除去一切拦阻我们亲近你的事物。
Please take away all the obstacles that are between us.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In the name of Jesus.